Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Kate Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Maureen Nichols, director of the community-based outpatient clinic that is being constructed here in Knoxville.
First off, just tell us a little bit about how this all got started, kind of a general sketch of things.
Okay, so in about the year 2000, Congress passed the CARES Initiative, which included to close 14 VA hospitals across the nation, and unfortunately Knoxville was one of the VA hospitals that was chosen to be a site closed. Reasoning, we have a VA medical center in Iowa City and also Des Moines, so due to the distance. And along with that, there was a promise to open 43 at that time community-based outpatient clinics, and now I believe we have 136 within the nation and continues to grow. And that is to provide care for our veterans within 30 miles of their home. We're still working there, haven't completely got there. But when they closed Knoxville, then we consolidated everything to have an outpatient clinic in building one at Knoxville. And due to the size of the campus and the expense of keeping that campus up and running, we put in for a request to lease a new location within the city. And we've tried for nearly 14 years to get this solicitation through and get a building approved, and it was approved last year to have this location here across from your radio station. We have begun construction with a pretty definite end date of January, if not sooner, for completion of the project. And then we will move all of our services that we currently have in Building 1 on the VA campus to the new site.
Where is it at right now? Where are we in the construction process? You've given out some updates and people can kind of see as they drive by, but how's the work going and what does it look like right now?
Currently I want to say on time or at least a week ahead of our schedule that the building owner has given us. Today, well, now a little bit of rain, but tomorrow they will be finishing the steel work. And so next week it'll kind of look like there's not a lot of people there, but we will begin the plumbing and electrical that has to be done underground. And then next we'll be laying the floor, and pretty soon you'll see some walls up, and then we'll get inside and start some work. So it's kind of exciting.
Could you contrast for us where everything is in Building 1 now and where it will be when the community-based outpatient clinic is finished? What will the changes be?
Well, currently everything is basically on the first floor of our Building 1, and to get to the first floor there, you have to take the elevator or the stairs. And so this new clinic will be all on one level. We're limited in space where we're at currently for the number of exam rooms. VA has designed their care to patient-aligned centered care teams. So that means, you know, the veteran comes in, they will be housed into an exam room, and then the providers and the nurses will move to them instead of them going to one room in the current space and then having to move to another room. It's just going to be, the flow will be better. We'll have more space for our mental health services. We have a huge mental health service in the VA here in Knoxville, and also be able to increase our telehealth and optometry, podiatry. I mean, we'll continue to have the same cares. We just have the space to work and be conducive for the cares for our veterans.
When it comes to care for veterans and building this CBOC, what's so important about that, you think? This effort has taken so long to replace this building, and it's really coming to fruition now. And what is the feeling there? What is the importance of that?
Well, Knoxville's been has had a huge veteran population for a long time, considering we had the hospital that we did. It's important to myself and us that work at the clinic now is, you know, they're our life. They have been. They're part of this community. And we're finally going to be able to offer them a state-of-the-art building. It's going to be beautiful. I mean, it's hard to imagine. I can't wait until we have more pictures that we can share. They deserve it. They fought for us, and they're going to get great care and a nice one-floor building up to date.
Thanks again to Maureen Nichols. That's been today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.